This is the NCARB podcast, where you get an inside look at licensure, regulation, and the initiatives shaping the future of architectural practice. I'm your host, Andy McIntyre, Vice President of Marketing and Communications at NCARB. And this season, we're diving into Pathways to Practice, NCARB's multi-year effort to rethink how architects become licensed.
Architecture is the hardware to the software of life, right? It is fundamentally about that interaction, and it makes life easier if we have a built environment that works.
Across 8 episodes, we'll explore how licensure got to where it is today and where it needs to go next. We talk with architects, educators, regulators, and NCARB leaders about education, experience, and the exam, and why each of those pillars is evolving.
And that portion of school where you go from conceptual to real is also really challenging. It's not something you're really gently moved into. It's kind of like you're doing something that's flowy and crazy, and all of a sudden, wait, you actually have to make this work.
You'll hear how the NCARB competency standard was developed, how research is shaping future licensure models, and what a more flexible, competency-based approach could mean for candidates from a wide range of backgrounds.
So we've seen that in our data as the number of reciprocal licenses starts to decrease a little bit, but that number of individuals who are licensed holds steady.
We also tackle the big questions. Why does licensure look the way it does today? Where do candidates face the biggest barriers? And how can we expand access without lowering standards?
Not everybody fits into the same mold. And so having different pathways to licensure, I think, is really important.
Whether you're a licensure candidate, an educator, a firm leader, or a regulator, this season offers clarity, context, and transparency into one of the most important conversations facing the profession.
Does this requirement to complete all divisions of the exam place an unfair burden on any one group or other?
This is Pathways to Practice, only on the NCARB podcast. Please follow the link in the show notes, subscribe now, and join us as we explore the future of architectural licensure.
All right. Hi, y'all, and welcome to another minisode of She Builds Charrettes.
As a reminder, in these charrettes, we talk more about certain topics, make major announcements, conduct interviews, such as this one. Basically, She Builds Charrettes is our playground for just outside of our typical format.
Yes. So no need to worry. We're still doing our regular show.
Today, we have a special charrette headed your way. As we approach our 100th episode, we wanted to take the opportunity to reflect on this podcast journey alongside two people that have been instrumental in our growth. So we've invited the owners of Gable Media, Demetrius Lynch from Spaces Podcast and Mark Arlepage from Entree Architect. How about you guys introduce yourselves?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us. I'm Demetrius Lynch, just so you know my voice. Norgery mentioned, started Spaces Podcast. I'm also a practicing architect in California, Southern California specifically. I have my own practice where I focus mostly on commercial and single family residential remodels and new builds, and then do the podcast and Gable Media as well. So a lot of stuff going on all at once. So that's pretty much me in a nutshell.
Yeah. Lots of things going on with me as well. I'm the co-founder of Gable Media with Demetrius. I am the founder and president of Entree Architect, which is a platform for architects to learn to build better businesses. I'm a licensed architect based in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. This is so monumental for us because, one, I don't know if you noticed, our podcast is called She Builds Podcast, where we talk about ladies. You two are officially the first two males in our...
Oh, wow. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
I'm even more honored now.
Yes. So we're like, yeah, we have to mark the occasion. But yeah, we are so happy working with Gable, and we just want to know more about your origin stories. So you gave an introduction, but I guess I want to start with, like, how did you two meet?
Well, I guess I started my podcast around, 2017, going into 18. And shortly after, a few months after that, Mark reached out to me about being on his podcast. And so we met. That was the first time we actually met. And we did an interview on his show talking about what I was working on. And then after that, I think he sent me a message and AIA was coming up. And he said, hey, you want to meet and grab breakfast? And we started talking there at AIA. And we were kind of kicking around ideas about, Mark was looking into doing, expanding and doing a new podcast. And he wanted me to help sort of produce that. And so we did that project together, which was Build Your Brand podcast. And that whole process went really well and liked working together. And basically we're like, you know, can we just keep doing this, create new podcasts? And see what that turns into. And around that time, I think it was early 2020, we officially kicked off and launched Gable Media.
Yeah, like so many things, good and bad, it happened in Vegas. it was a breakfast meeting in Vegas that started all of the Gable Media things. But we are longtime podcast friends, and so yeah, we wanted to build a second podcast for Entree Architect with Jeff Heckles, who is the host of that show, a co-creator. And I said, Demetrius, meet Jeff. Jeff, meet Demetrius. Go build a new podcast. And they did an incredible job and built a really interesting, enlightening podcast that I still am super proud of and hoping that we can do more seasons of that in the future. But that really led to have that conversation with Demetrius and said, hey, we're good as partners here, and we are excited about what we've created for Build Your Brand. And there's definitely an opportunity here for us to do similar things for more architects and engineers and construction. And we started talking about our dreams and our dreams aligned. And so once we realized our dreams aligned and we had this opportunity to start this company, we just went all in and never really looked back.
That leads me to one of my questions, which was going to be, why did you decide to start Gable Media? Maybe you can also share specifically your elevator pitch of what is your mission so that our listeners know.
Sure, sure. I mean, the mission of Gable Media is to empower architects and other AEC industry leaders to share their knowledge through storytelling. We recognize that there's a long time desire for our industry to better communicate what we do to the world, right? There's a misconnection between what we do and the power that we have, or the empowerment we have, and the impact that we have as architects and engineers and construction people have on the world, right? That we literally build the world. But most people in the world don't understand what we actually do. And so the mission of Gable Media is to be able to, through digital content, either podcasting or video, or even possibly future opportunities with writing and print, is to be able to tell those stories, to share those stories of what we do and how we do them at many different places and many different ways, but literally make the connection between the industry and the rest of the world.
Yeah. One of the things that jumped out to me early on when I started creating my podcast was, if you looked at any commercials, car commercials in particular, architecture is always in the background and, you know, a prominent part of showing how these people's lives are and the coolness of their life. And I was like, we're missing that. No one really focuses on the building. It's in the background and it has a purpose of setting the stage for whatever story they're telling, but no one's telling the story of the actual architecture. And that's something that we missed as an industry, to convey that value to people, rather it just being a backdrop.
Okay. So I'm a huge fan of both of your shows and all the things that you guys are doing. So, and we talk about like, the mission, and speaking of origin stories, I just want to, I guess, take a step into like, how does She Build Podcast align with Gable Media? And like, you guys came to us. So we just want to know, yes, what about us?
Yeah.
Seemed to fit.
I could jump into that because when Demetrius and I, even at Vegas, when we started talking about the possibilities or whenever the idea of Gable Media started and we started thinking beyond our own podcast and our own shows, we started thinking about who else out there is doing similar things. And you immediately came to mind. I'm not sure if you were part of that initial conversation or whether you had recently launched and there was definitely an alignment, right? And I reached out to you, your team, and said, hey, come on to the Entree Architect podcast because I want to learn more about what you're doing. I love what you're doing. I want to support it. I want to get it out to the world. And so in that interview, it was really clear that you had a very clear alignment with what Demetrius and I were talking about. And so you were top of the list and said, this is a show that we want to invite to Gable Media. And so you were, I think you may have been the first invitation to join us.
Oh my gosh, what an honor. But okay, so I gotta talk about, I don't know when the process was, but I have a screenshot of the Twitter shout out that you gave. And I probably have a screenshot of that screenshot that I posted to our group chat of like, oh my gosh, Entree Architect, they reached out to us. We made it. Like we had probably launched. Yeah, we had just launched maybe like we
it
were
was
still
very early. Yeah.
Yeah. First season. So,
yeah.
And how I always explain it to people is that like when you think of like top 10 architecture podcasts, Spaces, Entree Architect, Build Your Brand, those are all the ones that are just floating in the top like 5-10 of well-known architecture podcasts. So like for us to start out, oh, total fangirl moment, like face melting, like so over the moon.
Well, you were doing a great job right from the beginning with your storytelling. And what I really loved about the three of you was your chemistry. And you still have that today. I mean, it's just you're clearly best friends. And that really resonates. So you're not only telling great stories about really important people who haven't been told before properly, which is a big part of why I'm really excited about your show, is that you're doing something that other people haven't yet done about people who need to have their stories told, right? Only half the story has been told and taught. And I think that you're impacting the world through the stories that you're telling, because I think that's it's even in, and we're seeing that. You're seeing that schools are starting to take notice of what you're doing and starting to introduce your show into their curriculum. I mean, that's changing the world. And so your chemistry and the work that you're doing was really important. And I just wanted to support it as a podcaster. But then also when we launched Gable, I wanted you to be part of what we were doing.
That means so much to us.
Yeah, that was one of the things that we really wanted to do. If you looked at the landscape of architecture, engineering, construction, there was a lot not being told. You know, they had the flashy photos and the award projects, but there is so much missing from our story. And you guys were telling another part of that story that needed to be told. And that's kind of what we're trying to do with Gable Media is find that niche.
Right.
A missing piece that's telling the story of our industry.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, now that you've shared why we were a good fit for you, I think it's only fair that we talk about why we thought you were a good fit for us, or what excited us about joining Gable. Like for me, it was about joining this community of people that were looking to affect the built environment or the career of architecture through an auditory medium, which like it felt counterintuitive to me at first. So I was like, if these people are doing it, this is the community I want to join. And it's like a new frontier. And to be a part of a group that really called out to me to be doing something good with other people is why I wanted to join. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot of things that we admired looking at how both of your shows operated, whether it was your versions of storytelling, whether it was the interviews that you conducted, the different aspects of architecture was always something that always interested me as a listener. But then, yeah, like that community building, I think that was probably one of our earliest conversations that we had with you guys about like podcasting and how do we get listeners and how do we engage with them. And then going back to what our mission was to tell these untold stories far and wide, to make stories like Julia Morgan be as famous as Le Corbusier and stuff. We saw the opportunity of aligning with Gable to reach those wider audiences just by being a part of this group and honing in those connections that y'all have made and that have helped us put us in those rooms to make what we do more well known. So I just want to thank you for those, because I know that there's been a couple of people that reach out to us and they're like, yeah, we spoke to Mark and Demetrius and they said that we should definitely talk to you guys. So because of that, we've been guests on other shows. We've spoken at conferences or just panel discussion.
Yeah, I think it was just really exciting that I think for me, like when we started this, it was exciting that anyone was really interested in what we were talking about. I mean, obviously, we thought it was a cool topic and that kind of thing. But the fact that like a media company was like, yeah, what you guys are doing is really cool and we want in, because I'm sort of the cynic of the group. And so I was like, I hope like more than just our parents listen to us kind of thing. You know what I mean? So I think that was just like very validating. And it was just really cool to join a community of like other podcasters who you could feel kind of supported by and just share resources and promote one another and things like that. So I think that was what was exciting to me in terms of joining Gable and just that the fact that you guys wanted us to join you. So
yeah, there's another piece that I want to add is that Demetrius and I, what the stories that you're telling are not only interesting and entertaining and really well done stories, they're very important, right? When I went to architecture school, I didn't hear about any of the stories you told.
Yeah.
Right. And when I first listened to She Builds podcast and I started listening to these stories, not only was I like fascinated that this happened, right, and that these people were involved, there was a part of me that was angry that I didn't know this. You know, why did I not know these stories? Why was I not told this in architecture school? Why is this not part of the curriculum of every architecture student that's coming out of architecture school? They're like you often mention in your episodes, they're only telling half the story.
Yeah.
Right. There are people behind the story that either assisted the people who are getting all the credit, or the person who's getting the credit isn't really the person who should be getting the credit, which is a recurring, you know, theme in your stories. And so they're important stories. And so I wanted to support you the best that we could to make sure that those stories continue to be told.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think we've just really appreciated that you saw that, like what we saw, because we felt the same way, right? Like it just feels like the more and more you uncover, because same thing, right? Like we didn't learn about any of these women in school. And the more you learn about how many women out there were working or were involved in big projects that you did learn about, it's maddening. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I also like seeing women being featured as business owners and entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Right. And that's not something new, apparently.
Right.
Yes. Right. Because in our world, we're thinking, well, this only happened in the last 20, 30 years that women have really entered the workplace and have become a dominant. No, they've been doing it for the last 100 years.
Exactly. We just haven't
been told about it.
Exactly. And part of the reason they were doing that is because that's the only way they could work, which is also sort of an interesting piece of like women business owners kind of almost being forced into that, like, because that was the only way they could do what they wanted to do. So,
Yeah.
Well, Mark, I was going to ask you what was your favorite season of our show. And I think I know the answer. The one about business owners.
Well, I like them all. I do like them all. But, you know, when I think about your show, what I go back to when I first started listening, right? Season one and season two. Those early stories, I really liked those stories because you featured several women that we knew about, right? Mm-hmm. They were part of the history of the world, right? And the impact that they had and their reference, like Jane Jacobs. Everyone knows Jane Jacobs existed and had an impact in the world. but you didn't know the whole story.
Yeah.
Right. And then you listen to the story and you're like, oh, there's a lot more to that story. Mm-hmm. And so I, you know, I like them all, but I like those because that's where I was introduced to what you were doing.
Nice. Fair. Yeah. All right. So let's talk podcast. You have briefly talked about your shows with us, but can you give like an elevator pitch of Spaces podcast and Entree Architect? And if you like, what would it be if you could do that?
So for Spaces, I touched a little bit about this, and the vast majority of people, the built world kind of tends to fade into the background. Mm-hmm. And we've all heard the statistic that we spend 90% of our time indoors. So the spaces that we occupy are actually extremely important to our well-being. So with Spaces, I wanted to bring all of that to the forefront and help people try to understand that there are fascinating stories behind that, or understand the built environment and some of the fascinating stories that are behind our environment, how it's evolved over time. So through storytelling and interviews, we get into the politics, economics, culture, environment, and technology that has impacted that evolution. And sort of the goal and intent is with that understanding, the listener will develop an appreciation, which will turn into them valuing our buildings, the built world, and what we do. And then hopefully with that new appreciation and value for what we do, they'll have a higher expectation for the built environment and want more and want better buildings that actually live up to giving them a better well-being. So it's kind of a big goal, but that's kind of my approach to getting there.
Yeah. And was there something that made you like a catalyst for starting Spaces?
Like a lot of things, it kind of came out of frustration, practicing architecture, right around the time that I really started to think about and, enact the podcast. I was really frustrated with, our low fees that we were getting and the amount of work that we had to do. And knowing that in order to deliver a good project, we need more time, we need more money.
Yeah.
And we were constantly getting pushed back on fees like, oh, you're just drawing a pretty picture. Like, it shouldn't be worth that much. So it was just constantly, and I had no control because I was at a big firm. Right. So they were constantly pushing back on our fees and we just had no time to deliver quality projects. And then I was walking projects where I saw the contractor cutting corners and it's just like this frustration that I was seeing in several aspects of our industry. And it all came down to value and understanding of what we do. So I kind of thought that if I took this approach, maybe it'll start to change things a little bit.
Yeah. And do you feel like you've seen that through the podcast? Like what has been the experience of the show?
Yeah, I know like there are friends of mine that listen to the show that are like, I had no idea, whatever the case is, whether it's mechanical or electrical or something that we mm-hmm. talk about, they're like, I had no idea that went into the building or this perspective. So they start to look at things a little bit differently mm-hmm. and understand stuff that I'm always seeing when I'm out walking around in buildings.
Yeah.
So I see that side of it. Mm-hmm. Industry-wide though, I think you're starting to slowly see people look at what we do a little bit differently. Right. Not saying that it has anything to do with me or my podcast, but I think collectively we're starting to embrace telling stories about what we do with Instagram and YouTube mm-hmm. and social media in general. People are picking up the camera, picking up mics and talking more about what we do. And I think that's starting to slowly have an effect. And people are understanding that it's not just a pretty picture. It's not just putting two pieces of wood together. There's a yeah. lot more to what we do.
Yeah. All right, Mark, what about Entree Architect?
Yeah. Well, I want to also follow up on what Demetrius said. I think for generations, architects have looked to our professional organizations to solve our problems. Mm. and, you know, the AIA looking at them and saying, hey, you should fix this for us. You should, you know, tell the story better. You should have commercials on television. You should. But that's not the answer. The answer is exactly what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We individual architects telling their own individual stories. The collective of that is what's going to change the culture and the perception of what architects do. And so that is happening. Right? It is changing. Some of it is the podcasts that we've created. Some of it is just the shift through the culture and the internet is also helping that. The next generation of architects that are coming in are native entrepreneurs, native technologists, right? They're going to totally change everything about the profession. And so we're just a piece of that and helping architects, you know, empowering them to tell their stories. But to answer your question, Entre Architect podcast is actually a piece of the Entre Architect platform, which is a platform that helps small firm architects, architect business owners, I call them entrepreneur architects, through resources and training and a community, a private community where they can feel safe about asking questions and learning from one another. That's the platform, and the Entre Architect podcast is a piece of that. Mm-hmm. The mission is to empower them, small firm entrepreneur architects, to build thriving businesses. Because I believe when you have a thriving business, they can be better architects, right? If you're struggling financially, if you're struggling with a business, can't figure out how to get the next job in, then you're sacrificing the work that you're doing as an architect.
Right.
And then the world is impacted by that, right? So if we can help architects build better businesses so they don't have to worry about that anymore, right? The business is fixed, it's thriving. They can now focus on being better architects, and therefore the world benefits from that. And so by us working every day at Entre Architect, trying to make architects more successful, we're literally changing the world, because architects in the work that they do literally impacts the world through the buildings that they design. And so that's the mission.
Yeah. And for you, was there kind of a catalyst or like, you know, that made you kind of want to start the Entre Architect community and the platform?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was actually the community itself.
Okay.
I'm a born entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. I've had businesses my whole life. And so when I launched my architecture firm with my wife, who is also an architect, she focused on the design stuff and I focused on the business stuff. And which I really love. I love the business side of architecture. And so I just started blogging about it for myself. And the catalyst was when it found an audience. Yeah. I started writing about the business of architecture. No one else, it was 2007, I think, somewhere around there. There was nothing about business for architects on the internet. Even the AIA didn't talk about businesses at all. Even the word business at an AIA conference wasn't even mentioned from the stage until maybe 10 years ago. When I first started, business and architecture were two different things. And so when I started talking about that and putting out what I was doing very transparently, sharing what I know and what I was doing, that found an audience very quickly of other architects who were also looking for that on the internet. And that started the community. And today we have something called the Entre Architect community that's now tens of thousands of architects. That started in the comments of that original blog with just a few architects showing up and saying, hey, this is what I think about that. And then just through that community growing, that community encouraged me to make it bigger. There were people in that community who are still active in our community today. I could tell you a handful of them who are still there every day posting their thoughts. They were the ones that said, you should make this something bigger. And then in 2012, after maybe 2 years of saying, yes, I want to do this and being scared to do it and never pulling the trigger and procrastinating for years, November of 2012, I posted a blog post called My 12-12-12 Project. I recognized that December 12th, 2012 was coming up, and I encouraged my readers to do something big. Do something that's going to change their life and make the world a better place. That was the mission. The blog post is still there. And my 12-12-12 project, I announced on December 12th, 2012 at 12:12 PM was the first episode of Entree Architect Podcast, episode zero, the introduction episode. And I launched entrearchitect.com on that day and that time, and went in it all in that day, saying we're going to build a platform for architects to build better businesses. And it's been growing ever since. So it was the community itself that encouraged me to do it. Through me pursuing it, I then, since then, have discovered and really truly believe that this is my path. This is my purpose. This is why I've been put on this planet, to help other architects build better businesses in order to be better architects to impact the world. That I feel that's my mission. And so it's more than just a business. It really is something that I believe I've been put here to do.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I feel like your community has grown so much, and you can just see how they've continued throughout this whole experience. And so, yeah, I'm curious, like, has it been a surprise for you, like how much it's grown and things like that? Or what's been like on your side of things?
I'm happy that it's grown. It's not a surprise, because that was my plan. I wanted to grow something very big, and I want it to grow beyond me. And that's also something that's been part of it from the very beginning. I don't want to just build something that benefits me. I want to build something that changes the profession. And when I'm done and gone, Entree Architect, or whatever Entree Architect grows into, continues without me and continues to impact architects and impact the world. And so I'm not surprised. I'm actually a little frustrated, to be very honest, that it hasn't grown bigger and faster.
Okay.
You know, that's the life of an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
It's great. And yeah, I think about the Facebook community, and I'm on it like every day, just looking at the questions, answering some of the questions, reading the responses. Okay. So the reason for this charrette, besides this lovely conversation, is because this is part of our 100th episode extravaganza. You guys, Mark and Demetrius, you guys have had these podcasts for years, and in your repertoire, you all have been 100 plus episodes. But I don't know, to me, 100th episode is such a like monumental like marker in episodes and recordings and stuff. So we were curious, did you guys do anything for 100th episode, or were you feeling it? What were your thoughts? We'll start with Demetrius about your 100th episode.
Like I mentioned, I have a lot going on, and I completely blew through my 100th episode and didn't even realize it. I was at like 105 and I was like, oh, I did not do anything for my 100th episode. So I completely blew through it and did not celebrate in any sort of way. I kick myself every day when I think about it.
Do you remember what was your 100th episode about? Or was it just like another topic to discuss?
It was very just generic, not special at all. And I don't know why it dawned on me. Like, even when I was typing it in, it just didn't hit me that it was, you know, a pretty big milestone to just kind of walk right past. But yeah, I just completely missed it. So 200 is going to be, I'm going to have to come up with something, because I'm getting fairly close.
Mark your calendar. Don't let it go.
We should do a special 100th episode celebration episode at episode 127. I missed 100. Yes. I wanted to celebrate it. So we're doing the celebration now here in episode 127.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
How many episodes do you have?
So I have 174, 175. I'm pretty close to 200. So I'll do something twice as good for 200. There you go.
I was going to ask Mark if he also committed this blunder of not marking his calendar.
I almost did, but I didn't. I saw it coming. And mostly because the community kept saying, hey, you know, got 100 coming up. What are we doing for 100? And so I did celebrate it, and I featured the community. What I did is, and this was sort of a technological hula hoop to make happen at that time. I asked listeners to record the answer to the question, what is one thing you did this year to improve your business, your leadership, or your life, which was sort of the tagline at the time. It was, you know, architecture and business, leadership and life. And so that was the question that I asked people to answer and send me audio files, which I ended up learning was much harder than, right? Because today we just pull out our iPhones and record on Memo, the phones had that then too, but it wasn't very good quality and most people didn't know how to do it. But they did. I got a few dozen. I don't even know how many people did it, but they did it. And that's what I did. I feature you, the Entree Architect community. And so that was my featured person, featured interview, because it's an interview show. So my 100th episode feature episode interview was the community.
That's really cool. And how many episodes do you have now?
As of our recording, the regular weekly episode is at 548. But I've done I've done several dozen special episodes here and there. I've done some I call them Entree Architect Studio episodes, which were like off schedule. So probably about 575, somewhere around there would be my guess.
Amazing. Goals.
Mark, how would you say that your show has changed since episode one to episode 500 plus?
The format hasn't changed very much at all. If you listen to episode one and episode 548, the format's very similar. Obviously, it's, you know, tweaked here and there. The words I say are different and the intros are different, but the format hasn't changed. It's an interview show. I interview people who I find interesting, who I think might interest and educate my listeners who are architect business owners. And so I talk to all kinds of people. I try to talk to people who are not architects because I want architects to hear how other people are doing it. But I think the biggest thing is the quality of it. I think the sound of it, my confidence and the way I speak to a podcast mic has changed dramatically, even just in the last few years. I was shocked the other day. I listened to an episode that was only 2 years old. I thought, whoa, that's me. It's just like, I was surprised that I continue to improve even now. And so that's probably the biggest change. If you listen to episodes early on, they were, you know, very immature and you could hear my voice. I was afraid and, you know, there was a lot of fear in my voice. And today I'm much more confident. I just speak louder. As you can tell, I speak a lot. When I start going into something, it's hard for me to pull back. But yeah, I think that's probably the biggest change. The mission hasn't changed at all from the beginning.
What would you say are your aspirations for your own shows, like future aspirations, the next 500 episodes or the next 200?
For me, my show has changed a lot. So it's just kind of been a moving target. So I'm currently shifting into a new format, where I'm going to dive deeper into certain topics and do like a full, 10 episode, season where I tell the story, a deep story about some subject, and then have interviews in between those seasons. So that's going to continue. I think it'll just be, you know, a much bigger production. So hopefully that will be more effective in my approach to trying to tell the story behind what we do. I've had some long-term aspirations of Spaces as a platform, but I think it's sort of evolved into what we're doing with Gable. So I think it's kind of grown quickly beyond what I was intending to do on my own.
Yeah, for me, I want to continue what I'm doing, right? I want to continue telling those stories and interviewing people and bringing that knowledge to our community so they can have a greater impact in the world. I want to have them shift their mindset from focusing on the creativity first, and I want them to focus on the profit first. And that's the thing that sort of people get nervous about when I say that you should focus on the profit first. But if you focus on the profit first, then the rest of the creativity can be better and stronger and thrive more. And so there's actually the counterintuitive step of focusing on a strong business first before you create great architecture will help you create better architecture. I want to continue telling that story to as many architects as I can and beyond, right, through Gable Media to do that beyond Entree Architect. But I've noticed And I'm sure everybody who does podcasting has noticed that there's a lot more competition out there, not only in podcasting, but in digital media altogether, right? Social media, all the different things that we do. And so fewer people have the time to listen to every episode now, right? My numbers have come way down in the last couple of years because I used to be the only one. And now there's hundreds of architects, architecture business, or not necessarily architecture business podcasts, but architecture podcasts. And there are thousands or hundreds of thousands of other things that architects could be listening to as well. And so one of my aspirations is to reformat the podcast so it becomes something more people want to intentionally listen to. I want to be more competitive with the people that I'm competing with and the other media that I'm competing with. So I want it to become a podcast that people don't want to miss. And because I've been doing the same format, doing the same thing for so long, I think some people, you know, forget that we're here for them. And so I want to create something that they'll come back.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So the other question we have for both of you is, what are both of your aspirations for our podcast, for She Builds Podcast?
I don't know how much we want to disclose of our conversations off offline, but I'm talking about with you guys.
Sure.
Of some of the things that you've talked about as far as your goals, but a lot of the things that you want to do, I really would love for you to be able to get to those goals, execute on the goals that you have in mind. And I think it's really for us to support you in any way that we can to get there. But I think what you've built has a massive runway and different products and resources and things that you can continue to build that I think will be a massive addition to our industry. So seeing you execute on those is kind of my expectation and hope for you. I don't know how much I can say about what your plans are, but I'm intentionally being vague because I don't know if you want me to go into it.
I don't know.
My aspirations for you is to continue beyond the podcast, right? Continue growing the podcast, continue the podcast to be the best it can be. But for me, I want you to be in every curriculum of every architecture school. I want your content to either be directly in the curriculum, or I want it to inspire other people to write curriculum that matches your stories. So your stories are part of what architects are learning. And so if there was one thing that I want for you is I want the schools to pay attention and to start teaching every young architect that there's more than what they're that we've been learning. I don't know what's happening in architecture school today.
Yeah.
It may be happening. But when I went to architecture school, I don't know how long that has been, a long time ago. I wasn't hearing these stories. And so I would like it to be in every curriculum.
You know, I just thought of one that we haven't talked about, but I would love to see you guys licensed to like Amazon Studios, where you do an anthology of the women's stories that you've all covered. I could really see like, you know, these either mini seasons on one person or every episode is a different person, but visually seeing it, I think would be massive as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we thought about that, like a drunk history, but like of like a retelling of the story of like one of our lady architects,
you know, or
designers.
Yeah.
Yeah. One day.
That sounds amazing. We're going to have to talk more of this offline.
Yeah.
So not to take, I mean, we could talk about this all day, right? But honestly, this has been such a great conversation. And we want to end with one final question to y'all. So in our regular episodes, we pick a caryatid, a woman who is working today, holding up the profession. So Demetrius and then Mark, who is a caryatid whose work you're admiring right now?
Okay, so mine's a little bit unorthodox, but I think it falls in line with the storytelling that we were talking about a little bit earlier. So mine is Hannah Malone, and she's actually a student right now, architecture student at LSU. But I've been captivated by her Instagram feed where she does these short vignettes that talks about the various aspects of the architecture program and things that we have to do along the way. So I think as she continues to grow into her own and move further along in her career, her style and the way that she sort of presents the profession will be good for the profession overall as she continues to kind of get along further along in her career. And her Instagram is Malone Studios 30A. That's Malone Studios, the number 3, then 0, and then the letter A. And my honorable mention will be the Ladies of Gable Media. Obviously, I consume all of your content all the time, and you're all doing amazing work. So that would be my honorable mention as well.
How about you, Mark?
For me, I was going to say the same thing about the Ladies of Gable Media, but I'm going to pick one specific person at Gable Media, our very own Charisse Lakeside, who is the host of Detailed Podcast, which is a podcast that is an original podcast by RCAD, but it's created and produced by our branded content division at Gable Creative. Charisse is a CSI fellow. She's an educator on specifications and spec writing. She's a speaker. She's a full-time spec writer at RDH Building Science. And she's dedicated her entire life, her professional life, her 30-year plus career on helping people build better buildings by building them up, right? Building up the people who build buildings. I don't know. That sort of sounds weird, but she's focused on the specifications and the drawings, right? The things that people use, the tools they use to build buildings. And her mission is to help architects and engineers do that better. And so by the work that she does, buildings are being built better. And she's just charismatic, and she's a great host, and she's a great friend. And I just wanted to highlight her here. So I think she's doing a great job in everything she's doing.
We love Charisse. We got to meet her last year, and it was great.
She's amazing.
All right. So where can our listeners find you on social media so that they can connect with you if they haven't connected with you already? Because hello. So Demetrius, what about Spaces? Where can they find Spaces podcast?
I guess the best way is Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, Demetrius the Architect. It's DIMITRIUS the Architect. That would be a good place to just start, because I'm going through a transition where I'm trying to pull everything into my architecture business as one sort of focus. So that'll be lines.studio is the website there, LYNES.studio. So everything's going to be going there, but Demetrius the Architect is a good place to start as well.
All right, Mark. Yep. Go ahead.
I am Entree Architect everywhere. So if you search Entree Architect, it's short for Entree Architect, Entrepreneur Architect. So ENTRE Architect. We have a Facebook group that's a private architect only Facebook group on Facebook, 8,600 architects in that group, super active, supportive, friendly, encouraging group of architects who are helping each other. We have a conference in October, 2024 in Nashville, Tennessee. So we're hoping a whole bunch of architects show up there as well. And so, yeah, Entree Architect everywhere. You are on the online. We're there too.
Exclusive. You may or may not see a She Builds podcast host attend that Entree Architect conference. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exclusive.
It's in the works.
Awesome.
It's in the works. But we will all see each other at conference this year.
Yes.
A24.
Yep. We'll be there.
We just bought our tickets.
It's happening.
It's happening. All three of us.
We're all going.
Yes. All three of us this time.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet you guys in person. I feel like I already know you. It's wild to me that I've never seen you in real life.
That's funny, because I feel like I have seen you in real life, but I haven't.
Yeah.
Right?
It's great.
And even today, I still don't see you. Yeah, you're right. I see the silhouette, but I don't see you.
It's an illusion.
I'm not
I
sure
like to
it
keep
is
the
you,
mystery.
Marjorie, truthfully. they tell me it's you, but
we'll see.
Yeah. all right. Well, this has been lovely. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mark and Demetrius. And listeners, we hope that you enjoyed listening to this charrette episode today. Look out for season 11 this summer. You're not going to want to miss this. So, all right. Please let us know what topics that you would like us to have a charrette on, and you might hear a future episode based on your suggestion. Again, thank you.
She Builds Podcast is a member of the Gable Media Podcast Network, and we've just spoken to the two owners. So listen, if you love this, which I know you did, you can hear more. Go straight to GableMedia.com. That's GABLmedia.com.
Let us know what you thought of our show, of our charrette, of our season. We really value your input and feedback. So tell your friends, tell your entrepreneurs, tell your people that are in spaces, that is all of us, and tell them to give us 5 stars on iTunes and Spotify, and tell them to write us a review.
You can email us your thoughts at shebuildspodcast@gmail.com. Leave a comment on our website, shebuildspodcast.com, or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at shebuildspodcast and on X at shebuildspod.
Mark, Demetrius, thank you so, 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 so much. This has been so great. It's been an honor for us.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. It's an honor for me, for sure. I am very honored to be part of and to be the first male guests. I'm
That's right. More honored.
So thank you for allowing us to be part of your female hood over here. So I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
All right.
you.
Till next time. Bye.
Hey there, architecture enthusiast. Nikita Reed here, inviting you on an incredible journey through time and space with my podcast, Tangible Remnants. Historic preservation and sustainability? Let's go ahead right now and debunk the myth that they are opposites. In fact, they are two sides of the same coin, shaping our collective future.
In a work environment, it has been challenging because I've had to probably do more than double just to make sure that I quote unquote fit in. But the environments that have allowed me to do me on the front end, I've been extremely successful.
You look at all these PhDs, they've built that on the backs of our elders.
Absolutely.
What they consider themselves to be experts at is what they've worked with us to achieve.
I know we have to. We have to prioritize people before products and before place.
Join me as we unravel the stories of historic buildings shaped by the people of a specific era and often influenced by race and gender. These tangible remnants are windows into our past and guideposts for the future. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe now to Tangible Remnants. Let's explore the interconnectedness of architecture, preservation, sustainability, race, and gender.